24th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Today is very important. We will talk with Cyrus A. Parsa. Parsa is the founder and CEO of the AI organization, and the mainstream media is desperately trying to hide the fact that he warned and predicted the bioweapon and the Great Reset, along with the carefully planned and methodically implemented agenda of the globalists. He put it all in writing long before it came to fruition. And his movie actually spawned a reaction by the Pentagon, by world governments, and by President Donald J. Trump. Parsa is here and standing by with that report, which we will come with you at in just minutes, as well as Dr. Jane Ruby, who will be here to talk about the developing concerns surrounding inoculated airline pilots transporting hundreds of thousands of passengers across the country and around the world daily, and why a communist, state-controlled, radical, left-wing, conspiracy-based internet publication called Lead Stories would fact-check the truth about several dead pilots, who all had one thing in common: they were jab recipients. John McAfee is dead, and he did not kill himself. The deep state is out for blood, and Deanna Lorraine has all of the facts surrounding that death straight ahead. But first, I know you will be patient while I tell you about a way to save your life and protect the life of your kids. Now, your body is more water than anything else, about 75%. So the kind of water that you put in your body affects that 75% of your health and your life, your kids as well. But not all waters are created equal. See, other kinds of water, such as tap water or bottled water, reverse osmosis water, can be either dead, acidic, and or poisonous. I bet you didn't know that. Instead, you want to be drinking living water. Of course, we all want to be drinking living water. Now, this living water is alive, alive with antioxidants, alive with electrolytes, and superior hydration. It's essential that you're drinking living water. Change your water to this best-in-the-world water, and I promise you it will change your life. It could save your life. It could protect the lives of your kids and your grandkids. What is America First Water, and why is it the best in the world? Find out at AmericaFirstWater.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstWater.com. Mention Stu Peters when you go to AmericaFirstWater.com. So the tinfoil hat label is something that I have been given. I wear it like a badge of honor. I am out of conspiracy theories and fact checks because all of these conspiracy theories have proven to be accurate. And now today we're going to dive even deeper into that. So the AI organization released a movie, AI, The Plan to Invade Humanity, which spawned the Pentagon's alien UFO disclosures on April 24th, 2020. Now, according to a press release at the AIorganization.com, this sci-fi movie created a chain of reaction with the Pentagon, with the President of the United States, the CIA, and world governments with just one tweet back on April 24th of 2020. Now, that was right during the height of this pandemic. Within 3 days of its release, the Pentagon, for the first time in our history, confirmed and verified that we have had off-world alien technology land right here on Earth. According to the creator of that movie, the sci-fi movie is based on true events and said to be a thought-provoking alternative universe film that's based on Cyrus A. Parsa of the AI organization's secret R&D on UFO and alien scans. That creator and the founder of the AI organization joins us now. Cyrus, thank you so much for being here. So your tweet rocked the world of politics and the intelligence community on April 24th of last year. Certain publications have actually gone so far as to decline today's headline, which reveals that you forecasted all of this. When was this movie released, and what exactly was it about?
AI, The Plan to Invade Humanity was released on April 24th. 2020, and with a tweet to President Trump, the CIA, the Pentagon, the FBI, Space Force, and top generals and admirals, and the DOD, of course. And the premise of this movie was that UFOs have landed here way back in the day, and our Pentagon, our military industrial complex, has kept it a secret. And that our smartphones and our IoTs and a lot of, and even the internet, DARPA, all of these actually are rooted in the landing of these spacecrafts, and that they actually there was aliens that they found in these spacecrafts. And what I did was show a track of 70 years, how it links to socialism and communism. And then I also, in there on April 24, 2020, I said that this was an engineered bioweapon from China.
You're talking about the virus.
The virus, right. And then that I said that this connects, this launches an AI reset connecting to Huawei in China, and then this whole Starlink and the 5G, 6G systems, and humanity can be enslaved. I show it in about an hour-long process. By when I sent this tweet, within 3 days, the Pentagon, for the first time in human history, on April 27th, they verified that we have had UFOs and all four technologies.
But wouldn't it have been just easier for them to say, this guy is nuts, he's crazy, he needs to be Baker Acted and force medicated?
No, because here's the thing. A lot of people in our Pentagon, they're Christians as well. And what I put in this movie, I said that there's reference to what I'm saying in the Old Testament, in the Bible, in the Book of Genesis, in the Zoroastrian books, the Avesta, in the Falun Dafa text, the book Zhuang Falun, the Chinese spiritual practice, and then the Bhagavad Gita, Rumi, so many books going back, and all the monuments you see from, and the statues in Egypt that have been destroyed, and even Sumeria, Persia, and even China. Since ancient times, they talk about demons. They consider these demons. And so the plot is very big. But what I said, that one day they come, one day they go. 100 years goes by in our dimension, which means, so there's trillions and trillions of universes, planets, right? If they have quantum technology, they can go with their crafts into their time space and come back. And 100 years will go by here. And the way to basically alter a condition in civilization would be people get addicted to technology and it's alien. And they start worshiping the technology.
I mean, I cannot believe that we're actually talking about this as a reality. Even though I say to everybody on this program almost daily, Cyrus, we live in a place where you have to consider absolutely everything to be a possibility. I mean, people in the fact check world or mainstream drive-by communist controlled, state controlled media are going to have a heyday with this. And I mean, they're going to come out here just. How do you combat that is what I'm saying. Like, well, you forecasted this long ago. You said this was going to happen. Everything that you have predicted thus far has come to fruition.
Right. Okay. So I am the only human being on the planet who not only predicted, but warned that there was a bioweapon coming from China. I'm the only human being on the planet that said it was formed and composed by artificial intelligence. I'm the only human being on the planet that stated and said that they were mixing humans and animals and it was being engineered that way. I'm the only human being on the planet that said it was replicating software and that you would be forced vaccinated afterwards. I said it all 2019 and early 2020 in my books, in my press releases that got removed. I have to pay money to save your lives, and they actually will refuse my money, right? And then my tweets, my articles, I report to the CIA, the Secret Service, and then finally my lawsuit. My lawsuit says that the Obama administration funded, they approved the Wuhan lab. Nobody in the world said that other than me on the 24th of February, 2020. And I said it also in my December 16th lawsuit. So all of these that I said, and then China, Huawei, 5G, like I had a time machine. Okay, so I outperformed the CIA, the Pentagon, the NSA, all of President Trump's advisors, and all the human beings on the planet. So when I put stuff out like this, it's a fact. I said that all four technology landed here, and they're spacecrafts. And who are we as any religious person or not to say that God didn't create other beings in this entire universe, only created us? But what I said is we are made in the image of God, as said in many faiths, that we are special, we are very important, and that we should not be enslaved by technology, and we should not be controlled by technology. And all these smartphones, they're actually a weapon. They come from our military-industrial programs, that come from DARPA and our military that got these crafts and aliens inside them. So let me give you another piece of news. This was April 24, 2020, right? 3 days the Pentagon released it. A lot of people in the Pentagon watched this movie. It got 335,000 views on YouTube. Now,
wait, how many views?
334,000 views on YouTube. I put it on private, and I'm charging $3 for it because we need to fund our network. We need to fund our intel groups.
I understand.
We need
that.
Support.
Yeah,
so $3 on our website. You can view it. And okay, so now go in the future. COVID comes, all this chaos comes. Election happens, right? They steal election, and then in December, it's December the 8th. Go look at my tweet. I sent a tweet to President Trump. And I stated, President Trump, release the alien UFO deep state agenda files and tell everybody that the world's people have been lied to, that crafts landed here, that these aliens had three or four fingers, our smartphones and our IoTs come from them. Even the CIA was using virtual augmented apparatus on their foreheads to fly their spacecrafts. Even our Air Force was doing it in the 80s. Where did they get the stuff? They got it from these aliens because they're incompetent. They have to use technology to communicate and fly. They don't have human bodies made in the image of God. Not that we can do these things, but we are made in the image of God. So my point was, and I've learned this from other schools of thought. So I read, the ancient texts in the Bible and Genesis and the Falun Dafa stuff, the Tibetan stuff, the Indian things, and it makes sense that when you have technology, you worship technology. You're a God. You don't believe in God anymore. You believe in science. Well, what is science? Science is a religion. Science comes from this technology because whatever technology shows you, say yes or believe. Okay, my smartphone doesn't show me God, so there is no God. No, there is no Jesus. There is no Buddha because the technology didn't show it. I believe in this. Transhumanism. So what did I say? That this entire transhumanism that we're going under is actually an alien agenda. And they're demons. Mixing humans with animals. Look at the hieroglyphics in Greece, in Egypt, in Persia. They show humans and animals being mixed. It's like a hybrid, hybrid animals. That's what these AI scientists are doing today. Because my point was, even Christians today and Buddhists, they'll say they believe in demons, but when you bring this stuff up, they're like, can really frequency control us? Well, you don't see the 5G, 6G network. You don't see it, right? An image comes in or a text comes in, Stu. And then you're like, yeah, I see a text. And it gives you an impression in your brain and it alters your thinking. Well, think about it. If these aliens purposely landed their ships here so they can alter our culture and take us away from God. This is deep stuff. This is next level, 10 levels up. But think about what happens in society. Then we're not made in the image of God. Well, we'll just mix with animals. Transhumanism, no problem. Even transgenderism. It's a guy today, it's a girl today. Think about it. It completely alters humanity.
You're right. This is 10 levels up. So I want to bring it down about 8. And not to say that what you're saying is kooky or crazy. I totally understand what you're saying. I believe in what you're saying. I really do. Your tweet on December 8th was directed at President Donald J. Trump. You directly asked him to declassify everything relating to everything that you just said.
Yes.
Just a few days later, he did exactly just that. So you're
correct.
You're believing that declassification was a reaction to your tweet. Am I right?
100%. You think he didn't watch my movie? You think he wasn't watching all my tweets? You think he didn't get my book delivered to him? This was delivered to him and his Pentagon people. So, of course, I had people that talked to him as soon as I put out the movie on April 24th. This is a wonderful movie, Cyrus. You explain how everything, how socialism, communism, relating to technology, cast doubt on the existence of God, on the existence of heaven, on the existence of you being special.
In existence for a very long time. I mean, this has been the plan intact for decades. This is what they're planning on doing, the transhumanism. Yes. And they're using the demasculinization right now. They're using different key words, woke, systemic racism, white supremacy. They're stealing elections. They're doing right out in front of us. And they're doing it because they know that we're not going to do a damn thing about it. And January 6th, that insurrection, was an exact, it articulated to them, it proved their theory to be right, that we're not going to do anything about this. We're not going to stop the theft of an election. We're not going to stop this division. We're not going to stop taking these vaccines, because even though we know that this virus was man-made, people have warned about it. People like you, like myself, we have been waving the flag. So with your predictions, and I want to let you talk, with your predictions that you have been making, and with what we have been saying on this program, we have been called every name in the book. We're racists for saying that this thing was man-engineered intentionally and released from the Fauci and Obama criminally funded lab in Wuhan, China. We have talked about the fact that this thing was not as deadly as Fauci wanted it to be, that he is now going to ramp it up by introducing this vaccine and then now this Delta thing, all these variants that are coming out. Is my prediction, are the things that we've been talking about in this program, in your eyes, are they accurate?
100% they're accurate. Here's the thing. Why was it that people wouldn't say it's a bioweapon? Look at my lawsuit on December 16th and on February 24th, 2020. Look at the lawsuit. It states that our U.S. government funded it, right? So, and then it's a bioweapon. So who doesn't want that out? Think about it. The people who funded it. And then there's many reasons. One, it blames the Obama administration, right? Secondly, it's an act of war. If they release this intentionally, we have to go to war with them. If they didn't release it intentionally and it was by accident, but they lied about it, which they did, then we have to go to war with them again. So you see at the military level, what kind of thoughts they have in the FBI and CIA, they have to consider all these things.
And who do we go to war against specifically?
China, the Communist Party of China, because this is an act of war. When you release a bioweapon against another country, it's an act of war.
But wasn't the act of war actually perpetuated by Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and Barack Obama? I mean, aren't they the ones that concocted the plan? I mean, when Fauci offered, or Gates, $1 billion for a virus that was viable and that would have sterilized up to 95% of males, made up to 35% of females infertile, that virus was destroyed. Fauci got desperate and he went and he found this COVID-19, which isn't doing the damage that he wanted it to do. But when he found this, he immediately went to Wuhan with it and said, we have to develop it, we have to engineer and we have to release this thing. He is the guy, and Gates and Obama, behind all of this. So wouldn't the act of war have been perpetuated by those people?
The gain of function research was approved by those people, but they weren't thinking that they're going to release this and kill people. It's not in their consciousness, right?
Wait. Who didn't release this with the intent to know that it was going to kill people? Are you saying that Fauci released this by accident? Because
no,
I believe that this was his plan.
What I'm saying is that, as much as I may not like Obama and Fauci and Bill Gates's characters, they can't be liable for it and for intentional creation. They can be liable for negligent creation of it, meaning they were negligent in funding this and dealing with China. And then it caused the deaths of so many different people.
So what do you say to Dr. John McGreevy, who said that he was offered by Gates, it was $1 billion. They tried to steal it. They wanted to release this thing. And when he knew that they wanted to release that virus, which would have been, it would have wiped out an entire generation, he destroyed it. They destroyed all of it because it has been the intent for them to release a virus upon the world population.
So what Bill Gates wants to do is a little different. They want to release a bioengineered society. What does that mean? Bill Gates doesn't like people of faith. He hates people of religion. He knows there's a part in your brain that actually can be turned off so you don't believe in God anymore.
That's right.
So if he can create a certain nanotechnology or certain any kind of vaccine or any kind of injections that can alter your DNA by injecting mRNA, I'm not saying this one has it, the one that everyone's getting, the Moderna, right? But I'm saying if he can get to that point and then you do upgrades, then they can alter humanity's perceptions because they're altering their DNA because we're made in the image of God. That's transhumanism. So Bill Gates hates Christians, hates hates people, conservatives, periods, because he hates religion. He just wants science. So he wants that part turned off. He also, he thinks that there's too many people on the planet. He wants to mitigate everything. So yes, he wants transhumanism agenda. But my whole point is, all this stuff comes, if you believe in a faith, you can say it comes from demons manipulating people, but actually comes, it's like this. You can look at a chess piece, you roll a dice, you know it's gonna go either this way or that way. What I said was that all of this actually comes from alien technology, that the chain of reaction and the cause and effect is because our Pentagon and our military lied about the alien craft's landing and that they had real aliens. And that then they use the technology in order to advance science. And then the more they believe in the science, well, we don't believe in Buddha or Jesus or God or morality. Look what these guys are doing. And then they start doing experiments. After a certain time, then DARPA comes out, then the internet comes out, then smartphones come out, then everyone's hooked on online, then virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality, then a pandemic comes in, everyone sits home and all this technology comes in, the Great Reset comes in. So my whole point is that the alien technology comes also as the entire society, then you believe in communism and socialism. Then they grew. Then Mark Zuckerberg and all these tech guys grow up playing video games. Their brain chemistry is formed by this AI technology, and they don't believe in faith or anything. And then they develop Facebook, they develop Google and Twitter, and they put all of humanity addicted to it and develop a hive mind. Once that happens, it trickles down to all society. Then the bioweapon hits. And everyone gets vaccinated to sit at home. Then communism comes in, Biden comes in, then all this transhumanist agenda comes through. And you say, and I said, it's an AI alien invasion, right? But the use of artificial intelligence. And everyone was like, okay, we're scared. The UFO is going to land right now. And I said, no, it's not how it works. They're more smarter than the average human by thousand folds because they have quantum technology. It's more clever. So what they do, because they're in a different time space, it takes 2 days for them to engineer a civilization by 100 years. That's why we've created Space Force. It's hard for you to swallow, but let me.
It is. It's really hard. Yeah.
Only an atheist wouldn't believe what I said. Only a communist wouldn't believe what I said. Because what's more hard to believe, the existence of God, or that there's technology and there's demons or aliens in the universe? So what's more hard to believe?
So I'm out of time. I got to go. But what is the answer to all of this? Is there any way to stop any of this?
Yeah, you know, there is. It's a long answer. I'm thankful to be on your show. If you have the balls and courage and the virtue and afford to have me on your show. So I think we have to go back to tradition or morality and expose the system. And the hardest time I had is to get on people's show. So thank you for having me on your show. If I can get on more shows like you, that'd be great. Follow me on Twitter, Cyrus A. Parcel 1. The website's theaiorganization.com, and watch the movie and make it global. You can go to alienaimovie.com or theaiorganization.com, and you will see theaiorganization.com. You will see the movie. Spread it everywhere.
And we're going to get all of those links up as well at stupeters.tv. Cyrus A. Parcel, you can visit that website online and view the movie. The link is right there at theaiorganization.com. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right after this. Go nowhere. We've been talking a lot about making men men again, and you've heard me talk about keystolife.shop, this stuff right here. I'm a customer, IGF-1. Now, as we age, our IGF-1 levels decrease. That leads to a gradual deterioration in energy, in muscle growth, and in immune function. You can't have that. There's a reason why these celebrities and pro athletes, these health-conscious people, are taking IGF-1 Plus to help replenish the natural IGF-1 levels and support their health. Now, deer antler spray, this stuff right here, is a natural supplement. It's made from the velvet covering the bone and cartilage that eventually develops into a deer's hardened antlers. Each spring, a deer's antler cycle begins again, and it casts off the antler from the previous season, allowing the velvet to be harvested. So we're not killing deer out here. And the people at keystolife.shop are now just slaughtering deer. Deer antlers are one of the fastest growing membranes known to man. When they're growing, they're covered with this smooth, sensitive skin, and that's the velvet. The velvet is filled with blood vessels that feed the antlers with vitamins and minerals essential for their another enormous growth. That stuff is consistently added to this right here. You can benefit from this stuff. It helps promote a powerful immune system. Hello, who doesn't need that? Weight loss. It helps build lean muscle and strength. It helps boost IGF-1 levels naturally, and it helps boost energy levels and promote endurance. You can find more information on it. Become a customer of keystolife.shop. Go to keys2life.shop. Put the most inexpensive product on auto ship. Get the most expensive product absolutely free. Go to keystolife.shop right now. An official sponsor of the Stu Peters Show. I take it. I'm a customer. I believe in it. Here, you don't believe me? Watch. There we go. And it doesn't taste bad either. Go to keystolife.shop right now. That's keystolife.shop. Well, today I am reading another attack from the fake communist-controlled state-run media here at leadstories.com. And forgive me for looking down. I'm just reading this because I just pulled it off the printer. Fact check. Leaked airline documents do not reveal horrific details about vaccinated pilots. Dr. Jane Ruby is with me today, as she was with me when we originally broke that story about these vaccinated pilots. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for making the time to be here with us this afternoon. Now, what Lead Stories is saying here is they're fact-checking me on saying the article archived here, written by The Stu Peters Show, was published by Red Voice Media on June 21st. That was just a few days ago. It was titled, quote, "Leaked airline documents reveal horrific details about vaccinated pilots." Four British Airways pilots died in 1 week. We have a Delta airline pilot that was dead. We're hearing stories, and I have whistleblowers that are coming forward from airlines. I have actual airline pilots. I'm negotiating whether or not this guy wants to protect his anonymity. Of course, I will do that if he needs me to do so, because that's what we do here. And then they will discredit me because this airline pilot wouldn't show his face, or we altered his voice in some way. They'll say, well, anybody could do that. What this is a blatant denial of fact. And this is a horrific reality. In my opinion, what you did here on this program was you medically articulated with 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience. You are an international health economist. We have gone through your resume 100 times. You're certainly qualified to opine on this stuff. The horrific details, as far as I'm concerned, is that we have pilots who are at an increased risk that are responsible for transporting hundreds of thousands of people in the air around this world every single day. Each plane filled with hundreds of people potentially. If these people that are inoculated are at a greater risk of blood clots, a blood clot is something that would render you unconscious almost immediately in a lot of cases. Unconscious pilots is a horrific reality. Where am I missing the boat here, Dr. Jane Ruby?
Well, you're not missing it at all, Stu. Look, we established for the audience the other day that, you know, flying in general, but more particularly on long-haul flights, really puts you at an elevated risk from normal of developing blood clots in your legs that are then subject sometimes to breaking off and getting into other areas of your body like the brain or the heart, where you could have a heart attack or a stroke. We also talked about how being in flight for long periods of time also ups that risk, primarily because you're in a dehydrated environment, the pressurization slows your flow of blood down, and you don't get a chance to move around that much, especially if you have other health conditions that put you at risk. Now, this came to be a part of discussion because it came to us through some leaked documents from United Airlines Executive Management Group and with the Airline Pilots Association, which is the national body located in McLean, Virginia, that they were pushing to incentivize pilots to get the jab as soon as possible and with a time rush on it. And if they got it at a certain date, they would get a payout, like a bonus. And if they got it 2 weeks after that, the bonus would decrementally go down as they took more and more time. And in that document called The Brief, they also talked about how eventually they were going to get to mandating this for every pilot. So it was better, they say in the document, it's better to incentivize them with bonuses and encouragement and make it more voluntary until they get to that mandated state.
Well, these people are out of touch with reality 100%, which is why they write things like this. Quote, Lead Stories reached out to the union to ask about the article's claims. A spokesperson responded on June 23rd, 2021, confirming the document was genuine. We're talking about The Brief here. Otherwise, though, the the representative said the, quote, Stu Peters Show article was riddled with errors, mischaracterizations, and outright falsehoods. The spokesperson said, quote, pilots are healthy, and the vaccine is keeping us healthier, even in the midst of the pandemic. To that, you say what?
Well, I would turn their attention to the VAERS database, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which, even if we accept the numbers, we know they're throttling, and we know they're about less than 1% of what's really being reported. Let's just take the numbers they have out in public, which is over 6,000 people in the United States have died from these injections. Literally hundreds of thousands of them have developed blood clots and have been treated with them if they didn't die from them. So you're taking a profession that's at a little bit higher risk than normal because of the sedentary, pressurized cabin, et cetera. And by the way, in companies, airline companies, that have been publicly telling people to wait to fly, the flying public, if they have been recently jabbed. But they're telling their pilots and flight attendants to go ahead, not only to get it, we'll give you an extra bonus if you get it on time. Look, the side effect profile is disastrous. Let's just come out and say it. We have no oversight. We have no FDA. We have no safety vigilance at all on these four shots. And we have 97 more in development coming down the pike. You only have one, vaccination for smallpox. You only have one vaccination for shingles. Why the heck do we need over 100 different types of vaccines for a virus that burned down with a 100% recovery rate? Stu, they're lying, okay? They're calling
us. Yes,
they
are. They are part of the communist state-controlled media that wants to push this inoculation on you, which it's been concluded is a bioweapon. Now, they also, lead stories came out and fact-checked another statement that we made here. Fact check, four British Airways pilots did not die in 1 week, and there is no proof deaths were from COVID-19 vaccine. I'm wondering if who is this that wrote this? Alexis Terizuk, whatever that is. I'm wondering if this person wants to sit down with the grieving families of four British Airways pilots and just let them know that she has fact-checked this and that they're grieving for no reason because their loved ones did not die.
Maybe Alexis should look at British Airways' own tweet where they express their condolences to the families of the four dead pilots.
I think Alexis needs to, yeah, absolutely. She needs to pray, certainly. This is going to be an ongoing thing. And Dr. Jane, before coming on here with you, I was in the other room here taking a phone call from a whistleblower who is responsible for dealing with, in some capacity, thousands of airline pilots, commercial airline pilots from all of the major airlines over the course of this person's career. This person has, as a result of that story that we accurately reported here on the Stu Peters Show, has reached out to dozens of airline pilots. Many of them are scared to come forward because they know that they will lose their job. Many of them who are conservative valued are refusing this inoculation. One of them specifically said that his family doctor, who he has gone to for a very long time, said absolutely under no circumstances should you get this vaccine. The jab being falsely referred to as a vaccine. Under right. No circumstances should you get this thing. You are at an increased risk if you take this, especially because you are a pilot. I am going to have an airline pilot that is going to be coming forward, as I alluded to. We're going to protect this person's anonymity. But the Boeing 737 MAX, remember this, they were crashing. There was a big problem with that. Remember that story coming out. Airline pilots were familiar with the problems, but were afraid to come forward beforehand in fear of losing their jobs. What we are coming to realize is that these airline companies are propagandists. They are liars, and they don't care about life. What they care about is the bottom line, which is why they still continue to introduce this dangerous aircraft to the public, which then resulted in a loss of life. So they don't, as demonstrated by previous action, putting a compromised aircraft in the air, they have proven that they don't care about life. They care about money. They are being compensated by somebody. Prove me wrong. Come on this show. Prove me wrong. That they are being compensated for these airline pilots to be inoculated. If they're not, there's no other reason for them to be pushing it. And because they don't care about life, they don't care that the horrific reality that I was talking about is that we are going to have hundreds of thousands of people in the air every day. And ultimately, what we are going to have is falling aircraft from the sky as pilots are dying or being rendered unconscious at the controls of large aircraft. That is a horrific reality. Fact check that.
Stu, you mentioned the 737 MAX. I just got in. Interesting that this comes, confluence. I just got in a comment from a 30-year pilot. He's retired because he's over 60, the mandatory age. Listen to what he just said, relative to what you just said. Similar to the aviation world, the 737 MAX issues were because Boeing changed their management 12 or so years ago and installed Harvard and Yale money guys and took all the engineers that worked their whole lives to get into positions to run and manage the company. They did that to get them out of power. That's when the safety aspect was lost. It became all about shareholder value, and I retired.
Yeah. People like Alexis, people like these people over here at this fact-checking organization, whatever it is, people like this Daniel Funky over at the USA Today, all these people are communists. They deny God. They deny the truth. They lie out of both ends of their mouth. If they open their mouth or put their pen to paper, their little fingers on the keyboard, they are lying. They're lying, and they are causing death. That's what these people are doing. And they can fact-check that, too. Here's my statement. You are causing death. You're lying, and you're causing death. So fact check it all you want to. Nobody cares anymore. You people are absolutely 100% irrelevant. Everybody knows your gig is up. We've seen this movie before. We know how it ends. We know that this is a power grab. We know that this is the attempt to topple an entire political system, and you don't care about death. You don't care about collateral damage in a time of war, and that is exactly what is happening here. This is an attempt to topple an entire political system, eradicate God from everywhere in life, and to do it using technology, as so eloquently opined by the previous guest on this program, Cyrus A. Parsa, who predicted all of this and actually spurred a reaction from the President of the United States, the Pentagon, the intelligence community, and international governments all across the world. That's what this is. They can fact check that. Dr. Jane Ruby will be back more as we talk to these airline pilots and as we debunk the debunkers with actual firsthand testimony from whistleblowers from these airlines that are coming forward. If you have a tip for Dr. Jane Ruby, a question about the inoculation, a question about the virus itself, shedding, or any of the above, you can always reach her in her private and encrypted email at drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for what you're doing, Stu.
You know about step-on socks. I see them. I see people out in the street with these things. I love it. I love knowing that this platform is big enough to the point where you can actually start to realize that people are listening. They're paying attention. It's amazing. You can make a super bold statement with these step-on socks. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Not only the Legacy Edition with all of the globalists, the ones that are trying to crush you, steal your liberty, take away your freedoms, convince you that there's this deadly virus out here, the ones that stole the presidency, Barack Hussein Obama, the Clinton crime family, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Nancy Pelosi. She was in charge of that insurrection, the murder, the execution of Ashley Babbitt. All of these people, their name boldly written on the bottom of the socks so you can step on these snakes all day long. Kick your feet up, show the world that you're not a puppet, that you're not a sheeple, that you instead are stepping on the snakes that are trying to step on you. But now the Trader Joe version is available and many other editions over at steponsocks.com. A three-pack of these red, white, and blue, 100% patriotically designed, 100% patriot created, 100% cotton socks are available at Step On Socks for $17.76. That's right. A three-pack of these high-quality socks for just $17.76. Get over there right now and get yourself a pair. I want to see you out there with them, and I want to see Step On Socks selfies. Send them to my Proton Mail, stupeters@protonmail.com, after you go to steponsocks.com. Funny, not funny, the hashtag that is trending all over the social media hemisphere, the Twitter sphere, and everywhere else, hashtag McAfee didn't kill himself. We saw this when Jeffrey Epstein mysteriously died, but didn't die, didn't kill himself, and is very much alive. When he died in custody, is what we're supposed to believe. Now John McAfee dies in custody in a prison located in Spain. Deanna Lorraine is here with some details. But first, I want you to get the details out of the book, Taking Back America. Yes, she's a best-selling author, and you can get that book at deannalorraine.com. She is a Stu Peters Show contributor. Deanna, did John McAfee kill himself?
Hell no. You know it. I know it. I think the whole world, anyone who's half awake knows this. And you know what's a bummer is he was a really smart man. He was a rebel. He was a cool guy. He actually endorsed my campaign running against Nancy Pelosi. He donated to me. He supported my campaign. He was always going against the grain, and that's why the deep state targeted him and hated him. And, you know, for years now, he's been sort of on the run, avoiding all sorts of frivolous charges that the deep state has been putting on him. So the details quickly, though, of what happened is just a few hours after the court approved of his extradition to the U.S., just a few hours, he was found dead in his jail cell. Okay, now let's go a little bit further. Tell me if this is reminiscent of anything. He had a cellmate in his jail cell, but of course, conveniently, in that hour that he supposedly committed suicide, that jail buddy was taken out. And of course, there's going to be no cameras, and the guards were not working that day for some reason. And he supposedly, get this too, he hung himself. They found him hanging in his jail cell. I mean, if that doesn't reek to high heaven, I don't know what is. And then, of course, his body wasn't even cold until they decided, oh, this was a suicide. There was no evidence of foul play, no crime committed here. Let's just brush this off. So those are the details of his death. And he was battling this this very frivolous charge of tax evasion a couple years ago, apparently didn't pay his taxes for a year or two. How many people in the U.S. have also evaded taxes, or politicians have evaded taxes? So they slapped these charges on John because they wanted to get rid of him.
Oh, you mean like Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson?
Right, exactly. And let me just say this, you know, these were just some tweets. He knew that he was being targeted. He knew that eventually they would try to suicide him. And he tried to get ahead of this. So this is very eerie. One thing he said was a couple years ago, he said that he has a massive amount, a treasure trove, in fact, 23 terabytes of information on corrupt government officials and corruption in the highest level of governments, that when he's going to expose this, it is going to take them down and it's going to open everyone's eyes to this. You think he wasn't a target? You think he wasn't a target? And then after that, I'm just going to read a couple more tweets to you. After that, he actually ended up getting a tattoo that said whacked on his right arm. And he tweeted about it. He tweeted a picture of it. It says, getting subtle messages from the U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming after you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, for everybody to know, I actually didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm. And there's a picture of him with the tattoo on his right arm saying whacked on it. And that was back in 2019. Very eerie. And then a couple months ago, he also posted again saying, I'm in jail. Everything is okay. I am content here, awaiting my trial. And just to reiterate, if anything happens to me, I didn't kill myself. I was Epstein'd. So he put again and again, and now his lawyers are also coming forward and saying he did not kill himself. He did not want to commit suicide. There was no evidence of this whatsoever. And he was saying and reassuring people over and over again through social media, through his attorneys, through his family, that if ever this was to happen, because he knew these people were after him, he did not kill himself.
Now, I don't watch the mainstream media. Matter of fact, the only cable news network television show that I watch is Tucker Carlson. I think he's doing a great job over there at the Fox News channel. I haven't seen him opine on this. I was busy last night. I didn't get to watch the show. I don't know if he has. It's your job to keep up on this stuff for us, Deanna Lorraine. So how is the communist-controlled state-run media framing this McAfee suicide?
Oh, you know, they're trying to sweep it under the rug. They're just saying it's a suicide and, oh, whoopsie, the guards were not aware at that time. And whoopsie, the cameras were broken again. And whoopsie, his jail cell buddy just happened to be gone during that 1 hour that this happened, where he was found hanging himself, right? And then again, this is just a few hours after he got news that he was going to be extradited to the U.S. I mean, who does that? This isn't even plausible. But this is why it's so scary. It's so dangerous, Stu, because they're so brazen about it now. They're shameless. They don't care if half the world or more knows that this was not a suicide. This was a murder attempt.
Well, I have unconfirmed reports that McAfee is somehow, in some way, shape, or form, tied to or had intel on Dominion. And those are unconfirmed reports. We're looking into that. We're going to try to establish, you know, evidentiary basis for that claim. We also do know that, you know, like you alluded to, you said 23 terabytes. I think I read somewhere 30 terabytes that he forecasted that he was going to drop, and that if he were killed, that they would be released to the public for everybody to see. So we will wait to see if that comes to fruition. To your second point, Deanna, I think it's really important that we discuss kind of what we were discussing off the air. And I'm totally candid. I'm out here vulnerable. We talked about this just a little bit before we went live. The reason why they're brazen, the reason why they're getting away with this, is because nobody is doing anything about a lot of things. For example, they completely stole a U.S. presidential election, a Marxist coup d'etat. They politically assassinated President Donald J. Trump. We know that Joe Biden did not receive 81 million votes. We know that. We know that. It's not my job to prove that the election was stolen, in my opinion. It's up to the deep state to prove that they did not steal the election. At this point, that's where we are. They were able to turn a peaceful rally. There are hours, thousands of hours. And the reason that they're not going to be released by the government is because it's going to be very boring footage. It is going to show people walking around, taking pictures in the Capitol, shaking hands with the Capitol police officers, talking to the military that, you know, that was not present. I guess these were militarized officers that were there to make it look like a violent insurrection at the hands of Nancy Pelosi, who we now know because of Dr. John McGreevy, who came forward and said that, yes, Nancy Pelosi set this thing up. She was provided an encrypted communications channel for her Gestapo mini police department by the now congressional sergeant at arms, who was then a major general. That communication system was set up by her, by him for her, and then he was rewarded with this congressional sergeant at arms promotion. He hated Trump, too, by the way. They were able to then target political adversaries, political opponents, and jail them. They are still sitting in solitary confinement, being abused, being mistreated, being force inoculated. They have been able to take over the entire media. They have caused a mass exodus of good police officers that are there for the right reason. They have started the indoctrination of your kids with critical race theory. Now they are supposed to feel badly about themselves, specifically if they're white, not only feel badly about themselves and repent, but also join a force of evil to eradicate whiteness completely. They have completely taken God out of everything. Now I saw in one state last night that they're trying to get rid of "In God We Trust" on a license plate in some state. I don't remember exactly what it is, although be it, it is still on our currency, probably not for too long. And they have purged our military with this wokeness. So all of that has been done. And this was also amid an engineered, man-made, intentionally released virus from the lab in Wuhan, where we unapologetically said that it came from. You said it, I said it. We were liars. We were conspiracy theorists. We were tinfoil hats. It has now come true. And then the vaccine, was Bioweapon 2.0, which is stronger than the ineffective virus that Fauci wanted to get his hands on. He has now developed this Delta version, whatever it is. They're going to only continue to get more and more deadly. And they have done it all simultaneously with little to no resistance whatsoever. That was a soft test. If the president of the United States, Donald Trump, doesn't come back within the next 60 days, I believe that we are looking at an extinction level event.
100% on all fronts. I mean, you really tackled every angle of this war because it is a war. And conservatives run around, as much as I'm a conservative, but patriots run around with our "don't tread on me" flags and, oh my gosh, you know, all of our tough talk and everything, saying, you know, if they tread on us, we're going to go to war. But guess what? This is a war. How much more obvious and interface can this war be? No, it's not a bunch of Chinese troops at our border.
Yet. No, it's worse. It's worse. They're right here. They're insurgents. They have successfully come in here like termites quietly, and they have chewed away for decades at the foundation of our structure, which is now completely compromised.
So they have tread on us in every way, shape, and form. They have infiltrated us spiritually, emotionally, physically, and our children. What are you going to do about it? They've treaded on us. So it's time to fight back. We can't be silent anymore. And you almost can't blame this disgusting deep state globalist for doing what they're doing and continuing to put the pressure on us and continuing to fight us, because what are we going to do? We're not doing anything about it. Of course, they're going to keep on upping their game because we're not doing anything about it. Really, we're rolling over or we're just tweeting about it. But we're not doing anything tangible.
Yeah. I don't really know what the answer is. And I don't know about this fight back thing either, because I see all of the hashtag trends every once in a while. I will say this. Why would you have to fight back? Why are we constantly fighting back? Well, that's because we're on the defensive. It's time to go on the offensive. And I don't know exactly what that looks like, but what we're doing right now is not working. The Republican Party, so-called Republican Party, which is dead in my opinion, is filled with rhinos and weak cowards who are also part of the deep state. They need to be eradicated. They need to be filtered out, and they need to be removed. There are only a handful of real patriots in our government system right now that are still elected representatives of the people and acting on behalf of their constituents. And I hope that John wins in Maryland. He would be a tremendous fighter for patriots and for the liberation once again of our country. I mean, I want our grandkids to look back and say, you know, 2021 was just like 1776. I hope not bloodshed. I don't want that. But, you know, the patriots were victorious. That's what we need here. And I don't know what it looks like, which is why I'm not leading the charge. But if somebody gives me a viable option, I'll be the first one out there.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, of course, Rudy Giuliani is about to get disbarred in New York, too. That just came rolling in. His law license is suspended. Why? Because of his support for Trump and for his attempt to overturn the election, and not even overturn the election, but just simply to defend the president. So this is what you get when you speak out or when you try to fight back against the deep state. And that's why I don't know what the answer is either. But we certainly cannot let this go. We cannot let John McAfee's death be in vain. They're going to try to silence it. They're going to try to whitewash it. And the next day, it's not even going to be in the news. But we have to keep his name in the news if we want to save our republic. We have to keep his name not died in vain if we want to save our republic, because our republic is dead. Just as much of these political prisoners are going to be dying soon in prison if we don't step up and stand up for them.
Unbelievable. And I will just add, I think you said this too, but you know, he didn't try to overturn anything. He tried to expose the actual results of that election, where the people elected and reelected Donald J. Trump. They tried to cheat him out of this in 2016. It didn't work. And so they upped their game in 2020. It's a damn shame. Deanna Lorraine, she is here Monday through Friday on The Stu Peters Show as a contributor for Shots Fired. You can also find more of her truths at DeannaLorraine.com. And please, please, folks, it's a great read. Get her book, Taking Back America, which can also be found at DeannaLorraine.com. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. The Great Reset, the toppling of a political system, the conquering of the West, the eradication of civilization, and making you bow, be completely subservient to the state, requires that they come right after your finances. Carlos Cortez is the in-house financial expert here on The Stu Peters Show. He is the CEO and founder of Cortez Wealth Management, and he was telling me that he's receiving an unbelievable amount of phone calls. People are so concerned about their IRAs. They're completely trashed. They're going away. They're watching their nest egg disappear. No hope at all for retirement. And now this installed fake phony regime is talking about more backbreaking taxes, more ways to rob you. Carlos, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Is there any positive? Is there any bright light at the end of this dark tunnel?
Dude, thanks for having me. Missed you a few days. Apologize. I've just been so busy and inundated to help the clients. And every day I wake up, I literally wake up to help our patriotic listeners, because honestly, the information that I have is so life changing to help people because of my experience on Wall Street. And I know what these guys are doing. I know what they're doing. I know where this is headed. And I'm just so disgusted. I mean, I'm talking to people with millions of dollars, Stu, in traditional IRA 401ks heading into retirement thinking, hey, this is going to be great. We're going to kick up our feet, relax the shoes like an R&B song. And guess what? Only to get backslapped. Like the Bible says, our people suffer from a lack of knowledge in Josiah. Well, the lack of knowledge has been suppressed. It has been suppressed. The truth has been suppressed. What is happening now is our listeners are waking up. They're literally waking up and realizing when you take your Social Security, you are taking the financial jab right in your arm, and it's limiting you. You do not own your IRA. If you have a 401k IRA, you do not own it. We have a class going on tonight, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. They can easily, at no cost, no obligation, learn about a strategy how to convert your IRAs into a tax-free bucket.
Now, that class is tonight, Thursday, June 24th, 2021. The way to sign up is to go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and enter the password Cortez. This is a free class. This is something that Carlos Cortez does for the Patriots, for the listeners of the Stu Peters Show, for the people who listen to the People's Bullhorn. I love that. Hey, listen, it's humbling to be the People's Bullhorn. And what you do every day here is amazing. And telling the listeners that you used to be a Wall Street person, that you have that inside experience, is something that we don't do often enough here. And people need to understand that you come from a perspective of knowing what the other side is going to do and how to defeat that. So go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. You can watch it in your boxer shorts. You can watch it with a cocktail. You can watch it with your spouse, your loved one, or your gay partner. It doesn't matter. Do what you do, but just make sure that you do it at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Enter the password Cortez. That class, again, is tonight. That's happening tonight. People are losing everything, and it's just absolutely tragic, a total tragedy. Carlos Cortez Jr., CEO and founder of Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. We thank you so much for being here. We will see you again tomorrow. Until then, at 6 p.m., here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us that do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar, folks. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, holy smokes, you got to do it. Just save the radio!